USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is authorizing another $550 million in your tax dollars to Ukraine on Monday.
That brings to more than $8 billion drawdown authority alone in material and security assistance for Ukraine just since the invasion began in late February.
National Security Council's John Kirby making that announcement. Legislation to expand health care for veterans injured by toxins during active duty already passed both the House and Senate, but needs another Senate vote after an administrative change to the text. Republicans who voted against the bill say an amendment is needed to stop unrelated spending. Meanwhile, Democrats argue the amendment would cut funding for veterans. This is USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code EARN. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a $5 bonus.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says his home state is reeling from deadly flooding.
The area is still experiencing rainfall. This horrible, tragic crisis is far from over.
McConnell expressing deep sadness for the loss of life and property in eastern Kentucky. Details about Elon Musk's countersuit against Twitter aren't forthcoming. The Tesla and SpaceX CEO says he plans to keep the details hidden from the public. Twitter sued Musk for reneging on a $44 billion merger agreement. Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson will be suspended for the first six games of the upcoming NFL season. The NFL announcing their decision after multiple women accused Watson of sexual misconduct. Both the NFL and NFL Players Association have the right to appeal, but the NFLPA issued a statement Sunday night saying they would not appeal before knowing the ruling. USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says there's a widespread effort in the FBI to downplay negative information about Hunter Biden's laptop.
Whistleblowers and Republican Senator Grassley have evidence. The Department of Justice and FBI, America's top judicial branch of government, has been protecting President Biden by hiding facts from the Biden laptop. Former Department of Defense Chief of Staff Kash Patel on Epic TV.
I mean, look, I've said from the beginning that I think Hunter Biden is going to be indicted. It's just a matter of timing based on all the prodding and investigatory work that has gone on by journalists. And one of the things Senator Grassley has always championed is the protection of whistleblowers. There's a Whistleblower Protection Act, which literally codifies into law safeguarding those who are in government positions that want to expose waste, corruption, and fraud.
Lance Pride reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. The Indiana State Senate on Saturday narrowly passed an abortion bill that has faced criticism from commentators on both sides of the issue. Pro-abortion politicians have blasted the bill as an abortion ban that goes too far, while pro-lifers have criticized it for containing measures that prohibit various means of enforcement. AAA says the national average for the price of regular gas is down to $4.21 a gallon. The lowest gas in the nation can be found in Texas at $3.71. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.